And now, let's find out what's making news in the US, thanks to Kia's end of financial year offers on Now.
Richard, afternoon. The boss of Uber has hit the road.
Yes, for the moment. Speaking of corporate news, Uber is one of the world's most valuable startups. Operations now in hundreds of cities at a market value of around $90 billion Australian. But the company CEO, Travis Kalanick, says he is taking a break, perhaps a long break. He is stepping away after a series of scandals hit the company. Many of these stem from Uber's bad boy culture, like alcohol on the job and a lot of hard partying. That led some weeks ago to a former staffer writing a blog about sexual harassment at Uber, while Kalanick has promoted corporate themes like always be hustling, principled confrontation. But he was confronted by one of his own drivers recently who bagged him for cutting rates on some of their trips.
He lost $97,000 because of you. I bankrupt because of you.
That led Kalanick into a verbal spat with the driver, which went viral on YouTube. The CEO later said,
"We are generally a little bit forward-leaning when it comes to trying to make progress happen."
Yeah. So he says in a statement today, to quote, "work on Travis 2.0. To become the leader the company needs, he's taking this breather. Meantime, an independent review is recommending lots of changes like curbing drug and alcohol use on the job, starting actual leadership training, and prohibiting romantic hookups between workers and the boss. They also recommend, quote, training on appropriate events for retreats." You can only imagine what they've been up to, right? See you soon, says Kalanick in his statement, but whatever he does, whenever he returns, it is expected that he will have substantially less responsibility than he has had as his Uber startup tries to move into a new phase.
New phase. Well, Apple are starting a new phase themselves, which may benefit Uber, among others. They're getting into the race for self-driving cars.
Your hot topic, is it time to make way for the Apple car? Not so fast, as Apple CEO Tim Cook, who's been dodging this question for a while, but who now says his company is focused on driverless vehicles. What Apple's role actually will be in making their own cars or just providing software, yet to be revealed. But here's the most informative comment from Cook on all of this so far.
We're focusing on autonomous systems. And clearly one purpose of autonomous systems is self-driving cars. There are others. And we sort of see it as the mother of all AI projects.
Yeah, there's some jargon for you. So they're working on it. If Apple chooses to work on software only, that'll put them in direct competition with Tesla and Elon Musk. Tesla's had some of its own difficulties. We talked about this some weeks ago, right? The deadly crash involving Tesla's self-driving system last year, when 40-year-old Josh Brown was driving a Tesla with autopilot and was killed when it hit a white-painted semi-trailer. Tesla system failing to recognize the white truck against a bright sky. That'd be a problem. But investigators found that this driver wasn't paying attention to the road, and Tesla says, you know, you need to pay attention. That's in the fine print, so Tesla was cleared. Still, does self-driving mean self-driving or only autonomous with a 24/7 human backup? As for Apple, if they get into making complete systems for other car makers, that would put them in competition with Google. So we don't know yet fully what Apple is up to, but the race for driverless cars is very much underway in Silicon Valley.
See, Richard, and you know, we have this discussion about self-driving cars all the time.
We do.
Now, my 13-year-old, he heard this story this morning on the TV, and he said, "Why would you want a car that drives itself?" Hear that silence? Exactly. Because because this is the generation that they're appealing to. He said, "Why would you want a car that drives itself? Like, seriously. One, isn't driving supposed to be fun? But two, what do you do?" He said, "What do you do if you sit in the car and it's driving itself?"
Wouldn't be my first choice, but I tell you, if you're on highways or freeways, they're perhaps some of the folks you're marketing it to. It wouldn't be for driving on the open road, but if you're clogged in stop-and-go traffic, it might be a different.
It takes the human element out of it as far as accidents, but Richard, you know what? If we can't get terrorism off the internet, if we can't stop them on Facebook and Twitter, there is no bloody way we are getting cars that drive themselves through our legislation. Thank you, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold in the US.